As we work with impermanence and change like that, one of there's a characteristic of the kind of concentration or settledness that is. One is, the Buddha talks about as a, say, a result of the attending to impermanence, but also the is actually a basis for the insight or vipassana practice, and that is animitta samadhi, so that the samadhi is based on, it's animitta means sort of like signless, because it's taking impermanence as the object, then it's not being drawn into the characteristics of things, it's not being drawn into the change for change's sake, but it's seen through. Okay, impermanence, that which is impermanent has to be impermanent, and the mind settles in a composed state that is then able to not be drawn into the characteristics of things. It goes to a signless animitta, not going to the signs, characteristics, markers that normally are part of the say conscious experience of things, or unconscious even. But the because that's it's seeing through those characteristics, so the mind becomes very settled in a. Because it's not drawn into those the nimitta, the marks, the characteristics. I mean, nimitta is also said like when we mark our robes, for make a stain on them, and call it, do the. That's also called a nimitta. Say like when we do our bintu, when we determine our robes. We have to mark them, and one of them, they say the marks that we make, three little marks on a new robe. Those are also called nimitta as well. So the marks, signs, as well as nimitta in terms of, say like a nimitta, say a nimitta of light that comes up in meditation, sometimes like an image that comes up in meditation, or could be a light, could be full-blown characters, but atnimitta is there's not holding to those signs, marks, images, and is able to then establish itself on the quality of awareness itself,